I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is Thursday, March 14th at 3:30 p.m. Today we are in the Belts Committee Room in Juneau, Alaska. Members present, we have Senator Merrick, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Chair Kawasaki. Thank you to Sab Danbert from Senate Records and Shelby Carroll, the moderator with the Legislative Information Office. On today's agenda is just one item. It is a bill previously heard, Senate Bill 151, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples, and Report. Members have a draft committee substitute for Senate Bill 151 in your committee packet. May I have a motion? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill 151, Work Draft 33-LS0052, /Romeo, as our working document.
Great. And I will object for purposes of discussion. I have staff member Joe Hayes, if you could come up and explain the changes that this committee has made.
Through the chair, committee members, my name is Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Kawasaki, and I will explain some of your changes from U to R. So the first change is a title change, adding relating to police officers' training. Second, page 1, line 6, inserts a new bill section, AS 1865-240A, to incorporate cultural training to the standards of police officer training under the Alaska Police Standards Council. This training must be supervised by an Indigenous coordinator or Indigenous entity and completed for an individual to be appointed as a police officer. On page 2, line 5, it amends AS 4441020 by adding a new subsection requesting the Department of Public Safety to submit names and information relating to missing persons to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, NAMUS, database. Page 4, following line 10, a new subsection is added requesting DPS to collaborate with MMIP Review Commission for public outreach purposes. Page 5, following line 1, adds section 6, the uncodified law of Alaska for transition training, which adds a person holding a certificate under AS 1865-240 on or before the effective date of section 1 of this act has 2 years from the effective date of section 1 of this act to comply with requirements of 1865-240A as amended by section 1 of this act, and that's the cultural training. Then the other sections follow our changes for renumbering of the bill accordingly, and the other changes are date changes. And those are the changes, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Are there questions of the bill committee aide? Okay. Hearing none, I will go. Any other objections? I will recognize that Senator Wilikowski, Senator Klayman have joined us since the beginning of the meeting. Okay, hearing no other comments or questions, I'll remove my objection. And there's hearing no further objections, we have the R version as our working document. Are there any final questions of committee members? And we do have the sponsors. The sponsor of the bill's representative is here. I'm not sure if Al Maria, you'd like to say anything. We have Ms. Alcantara come forward. If you could just state your name and affiliation for the record. Welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee.
For the record, Al Maria Alcantara, staff to Senator Olson. No real comments at this time. The sponsor is in support of all the changes brought forward in the CS and is thankful to the chair and the committee members for hearing the bill again. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Ms. Alcantara. Are there any questions of the sponsor's designee while she's up there and in the hot seat? Okay. Hearing no questions, what is the will of the committee? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Kawasaki. I move Senate Bill 151, Work Draft 33-LS0052, /Romeo, out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 151, Work Draft 33, LS0052, /R, is reported out of committee with the individual recommendations and the accompanying fiscal notes. That concludes our meeting today, but before that, I will make a general announcement that we will meet on Thursday, March 19th, Tuesday, March 19th, where we will hear, we will have a second hearing on Senate Bill 193, State Agency Performance Improvement by Senator Kaufman. We will also hear a presentation from the Department of Administration on the implementation of the online checkbook, which was a bill introduced by Senator Wilkowski many a year ago. Are there any other, is there anything else as far as business goes today before we gavel out? Hearing none, the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee is adjourned. The time now is 3:37 p.m.